Okay.
Rolling.
Let's just get started here. So it's To Catch a Predator.
Okay.
In Iran.
I like it.
And so it's like a Chris Hansen that's like, oh, how do they talk?
Take your time. Take your time.
Why don't you have a sit over here, please? Sit down. You are online trying to meet a man. We have... No, there is... You cannot leave. The police are outside to execute you. The police are outside to push you off the building.
To Catch a Predator, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. There is, we have the telegram from you that says, Mirsham, I want to suck your penis. And so we have got you. This is all being recorded for your live leak. This is a new TV show on Live Leak where we have a video of gay men trying to break the law. They're trying to go to jail. And so we kill them.
Damn. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Where else is it illegal to be gay?
Texas.
Oh, shit. Even though they got all those cute little hats to fuck in.
Oh, my gay sexist lives in Texas.
Dude, Texas is so big. I bet you there's whole towns comprised of nothing but men having gay sex.
Just romantic cowboy dancing?
Yeah, dude. Square just dancing, nude.
Go sit over there.
Nick's mad at his cat.
Nick decided he doesn't like his cat anymore.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just like... It's shedding too much, and it's getting in my face every fucking 2 minutes.
I can't. I'm going to get allergic if it's around me. So.
Well.
Yeah, I think I might be allergic, actually.
I'll take it.
I was, like, waking up, and I couldn't, like, sleep well, and then, you know, I, like, just moved the cat in the other room, and it felt great.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm not waking up with my fucking eyes burning. And
yeah, you're allergic.
Yeah, you're allergic.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, maybe you weren't even ever sick, dude. Maybe you've been allergic to this cat this whole time.
No, I was definitely sick.
No.
Of your bullshit.
No.
What? Wow.
My bullshit.
Drama.
Dude, I'm sorry, man. I'll never ask you to take a fucking salsa dancing class again. I thought it would be a nice way for us to bond. Help the pot out.
Yeah, to James Bond, maybe. When I kill you.
What?
With my gold gun.
Don't fucking kill me with like James Bond. Fuck, dude. We're coming in early. This is Cumtown AM, dude.
Yeah, this is our morning radio show, basically.
I'm having gay sex.
This is might be the earliest pod we've ever done.
No, not, there was that.
It is almost 11 a.m.
That's early.
We should do mornings, dude. We should do like 6 a.m. wake up. Pretend we have a morning radio show. Uh-huh. Do fake traffic.
Prank calls.
Prank calls would be nice.
I can't imagine that shit, dude.
Dude, they
can you imagine how
like
much how hard of a job that is to have to fucking get up at like 5 a.m. to go podcast?
Oh my god!
People really don't give enough credit to the
they don't
to the guys that came before podcasting.
Our forefathers.
Yeah. We have to
the sacrifices. That,
we got to tip the cap a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah. Dude.
To those who came before us. The
veterans. I remember. I woke up. I had a poster of Mickey and Amelia as a child.
Yeah,
and I said, thank you for your service.
You got a poster of them?
Oh, yeah, every day.
A morning radio
every day
show
I would
poster?
Wake up and I would look
every
at
day
them.
You would get a new poster.
I would get a new poster. Different.
That's
different
why your family
was
poor.
Yeah.
We have to spend so much money on Stavros' posters.
high gloss, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
18 by 24s.
Yeah.
And I would hire professional photographers
something
to take
like
different pictures.
$70,000 a year at Kinko's.
Absolutely, dude. Yeah, well, also,
the
photography
cost,
because they don't have that many pictures of them.
Yeah.
It's a local Baltimore radio show. I wanted a different picture every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we would do a photo shoot every 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
At 98 Rock.
At 98 Rock. And I would pay them for their time, obviously. All said and done, it was $1.2 million.
Damn, your family could have used that for a lot.
They really could have. Yeah, we were really successful. I just bankrupted us.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
For my habit.
Being
I would get Mickey
child.
Different hairstyles.
Oh, you would?
Yeah, I would get him a pompadour one day.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we would get frosted tips.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. God. Life was simpler back then.
So, Adam, we decided earlier that you're going to carry this episode.
I'm gonna carry this.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What do, oh, you did. You did just see two men talking. Pause.
Yeah, I went to Canada to see.
Pause. Adam flew to Toronto to watch two men talk and not even say any slurs, which is gay. If you're listening to three men talk, for example, and they say slurs,
it's not gay.
It's cool. In fact, you should pay money for it.
$5 a month.
But if you fly to Toronto to watch some guy who talks like Kermit the Frog and that one guy that looks like the penguin from, what's that kid's movie?
That's right.
Mongolia. No. So it's Madagascar.
Yeah, take that.
Take that, Zizek.
Kermit the Frog.
You fucking piece of shit.
What we got here? Kermit the Frog and some guy looks like the penguin from Mongolia.
He does look like the penguin from Madagascar.
Fucking mongoloid penguin.
I do fuck with him, though, because he's just got a wild speech impediment.
Mm-hmm. It's an accent.
No. That's a speech impediment.
No, Zizek,
impediment.
Yeah, he has a speech impediment.
What's the speech impediment?
He does this. He talks like this.
He has too much saliva in his mouth.
That's just his language.
Oh, yeah?
Where's Slovenian?
Every Slovenian talks like that?
They all, yeah.
Have you never
heard the language?
No. Just a bunch of people talking like this.
It was funny, at a certain point, he turned to Jordan Peterson. He's like, maybe you could tell a joke the next time you talk.
Damn.
And Peterson just breaks it.
I'm gay. I'm gay, and I don't know what to say.
I'm incredibly gay.
So, like, are Peterson heads, like, upset about that?
Yeah, it was weird. Like, I'd say three quarters of the room was Peterson, and then one quarter was, like, either Zizek or wanted to laugh at the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end, like, JP's guys, like, had given up on him.
Damn. Why?
They were going ham at the beginning. Because it was clear, like, he was just out of his element.
Yeah.
My man just wanted to make a payday. I bet you got paid a nice fat amount for that.
I mean, he's just, like, a clinical psychiatrist or psychologist.
What I want to see is Jordan Peterson versus Floyd Mayweather.
Me too.
That would be good for public intellectualism, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, also the sweet science.
Absolutely.
A cross promotional.
I love it.
It'll help everybody.
Mm-hmm. It'll help absolutely everyone.
Mm-hmm.
In boxing or debating?
I don't know. And then after that, we're going to have Christine Hoff Summers fight a pit bull to raise awareness of both dog fighting and bitches.
Who's Christine Hoff Summers?
I don't know. Some bitch that debated Roxane Gay in Australia. They made Roxane Gay fly all the way to Australia.
Mm-hmm. That must have been hell for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
only
on
one seat.
Yeah.
She probably complained about it, right?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like the only thing I saw from that is they played a video of, like, Muslim guys pushing women around. And she's like, you're okay with this? And she's like, Roxane Gay was like, it's not our place to tell them what to do.
No.
Yeah.
That's her take on...
Yeah. Mm. That's her take out.
That's Roxane Gay's take on pushing women?
Yeah. Well, so you know what they should have showed? A video of Muslims pushing around fat women.
No, it's that it's not her place. It's not like the place of feminism in the West is to critique Western culture.
It's not intersectional.
I bet you she would have been mad if it was a fat woman getting pushed.
Probably.
That's where her loyalties lie.
That's the thing,
one.
You don't know. They're wearing all those clothes.
That's true. They could be fat as shit.
They're covered in Patagonia stuff.
Damn, dude, are debates back?
No.
Yeah, debates are back, dude.
Who we should start the Cumtown debate series.
We're gonna have a Lincoln Douglas style debate series all over this country. Fireside chats.
Fuck. Okay, could we trick Tom Myers into doing a debate with? Or you know what we could do? Mike Diesel, dude. We could probably pay Mike Diesel to debate someone.
Is he alive?
Probably.
We should track him down. We should actually just get him for the pod.
That is true.
He has been a legendary presence on this podcast.
There used to be shows where people just talked, sat around and talked, like, smartly.
What was it called? Firing Squad?
No. Like the...
What's that show you always talk about, Nick?
Like James Baldwin would always be on a show and shit.
The McLaughlin Group?
No.
The McLaughlin Group.
The other one where there's a... fuck. God damn, dude.
It's
so stupid.
Meet the Press.
Meet the Press. You always bring it up.
Truman Capote would be on it sometimes.
Meet the Breast.
Meet the Press.
Now that's a show you get behind.
Show.
Meet the Breasts.
It's very nice to meet you.
Oh, enchanté, the Breasts.
About Press the Meat.
Press the meat.
Put your face up in the titties.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was thinking it would be like you touch a cock.
Mind your own business.
Cat, please, we're talking about press the meat right now.
Entertain yourself somehow, please.
We have to finish talking about this.
Please just find a way to be on your own.
We haven't even talked about whether, you know, the meat could be a cock or a big fat pussy.
No, it doesn't have to be titties.
Well, you're right. Literally, since the last time we were here, the cat has gotten
another cat has attachment issues.
Yeah.
Damn.
Here, chase this laser.
Chase the laser, cat. Put it on Adam's cock, dude.
No, you know my cock's allergic.
There we go. The laser seems to be working.
Oh, no. Here, I'll be on laser, dude.
No, yeah, stop.
Put it on his cock.
Stop it, guys. There's a sniper.
Put it on
me.
His cock.
No, stop shining the laser. You're putting it in my eyes.
I'm doing it on your nose. I'm trying to just get it on your nose.
Well, it's a big target. I'm thinking rhinoplasty, guys.
Yeah, you're going to get a cute little nose job? Little bunny nose?
Yeah, a little cute, adorable little Gentile's nose.
A little girl's nose?
Is that annoying?
Yeah, it is incredibly annoying, I would
Nick's
say.
Nick's been shining.
Or getting it in
Nick's
my
eye. Nick's been shining a laser directly in Adam's eye for about 30 seconds now.
I just want to know if it's annoying. I don't know.
Annoying.
I'm just checking to see if it's annoying. I don't know. You don't have to get angry at me. I'm just checking.
No, do not put it on my cock. For the cat is looking at my penis now.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Hello, cat.
I wish I was a sniper. Instead of a fucking gay podcast asshole.
Sorry, dude.
This is this gay podcast bullshit.
Sorry, we're gay podcast assholes,
instead of sniping.
You could still be a sniper, dude.
Yeah.
They got those militias now.
Kyle didn't start sniping until he was 27.
Nice, really?
Dude. So I got some time left.
You got you got negative 3 years left.
Yeah, dude. I guess I'm 30. But, you know, he didn't join the Navy SEALs until he was 26. So
well,
I got plenty of time.
Plenty of time, yeah. Because before that, he was just gaming on his couch.
Yeah, he had never even heard of sniping.
Hadn't held a gun once. Yeah. First day on the job, 27 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, go ahead, try and kill some, practice on these children.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice, dude.
It's so funny that guy got murdered.
It really is good.
It's hilarious.
The rules. If that happened to every veteran, I'd laugh. Every single one of them. Every first responder. If you're a paramedic.
Not Pete Buttigieg.
He's good. If you're a paramedic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you count as a veteran.
I hope you get what's coming to you.
Who the fuck do you think you are, man? Putting people in ambulances and shit?
Yeah.
You think you're better than me?
Ruining their lives with a $32,000 bill for driving six blocks?
Yeah, why is it so expensive?
Good question.
Dude. Yeah.
Can you imagine Adam in the back of an ambulance and like...
I'll walk.
He sprained his ankle, but as soon as he gets in the ambulance, they're like, he's going into cardiac arrest. We're losing him. Boop! They're like, that's another $20,000.
No.
Yeah. Let me out of the ambulance.
That sounds like hell, honestly. It does sound like hell.
Yeah.
Can't you take an Uber to the hospital?
Yeah.
Take an Uber XL. Mm-hmm. Lay back in that Lincoln Navigator with fucking blood coming out of your cock.
People, yeah, that probably sucks for Uber drivers if someone should get an ambulance. And they're like, I don't want to spend the money. And they just bleed all over your Uber.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then you get that sweet damage fee.
Oh, yeah. You get $50, dude.
Is that what it is?
No, it's like $300 or something.
Some Indian guy charged me $100. I got like a damage fee. And there's
for farting?
No description of the damage, nothing.
And I farted.
Disputed it with Uber, like Lyft. I was like... There's nothing. It just says damage.
And then what'd they say?
They reversed it.
Oh, nice.
Gave me my money back.
Respect to that guy just attempting it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, we'll see.
Oh, my bad.
Maybe they don't pay attention.
Yeah, I'm going to check real quick. I'm going to just take a check and see if...
Take a shot, dude. That's $100.
Tim Miller used to do that joke about, like, he's like, how is it that, like, every 6 months somebody's getting caught groping women on the subway? Like, that's your plan, but you didn't even check to see if other people had tried that already. You're just on a packed train, you'd be like, you just see if I can.
Grab a little?
Okay, I'm going to jail.
okay, I'm in jail now.
All right, yeah, no, they got me. They got my ass. Let me just see if I can just touch this bitch.
Let me just touch a titty real quick.
I'm going to try and just touch this bitch real quick.
Oh, on a packed train, sometimes you're basically cuddling with a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference, you know, at that point?
Mm-hmm.
It makes more space sense to put your hand on a titty.
Yeah.
Because the surface area is small.
Shout out to that guy that died in Thailand after forcing the flight attendant to wipe his ass.
The fat guy?
Yeah, the fat guy died.
Salute to a hero, dude.
Mm. All you need to know about that guy, you just look at him.
Look at him, asked to get his ass wiped, went to Thailand.
Yeah, he had some job doing like tape backup for the city he lives in. Like working in like a data center.
Hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm constructing.
Oh, yeah.
I've been watching that show Mindhunter.
Mm.
And so I'm one of those.
You're hunting right now.
Yeah, I'm hunting his mind.
Yeah. What is Mindhunter?
You know exactly what it is.
Is it like paranormal, like people finding ghosts and stuff?
Sure. It's people finding ghosts.
Yeah.
It's one of those shows?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell them.
I guess I'll never know.
I guess you'll never know. It's actually not bad. Fincher directed the first episode.
David Fincher?
Yeah.
What other Fincher would you have guessed?
David Fincher.
Yeah.
That's it. It's the only one I got. I was going to think of another one. Nicholas Fincher.
Is that a guy?
Yeah, he's a musician.
What kind of shit does he play? Songs about kissing guys?
Mm-hmm. That's how I know.
Is
about
that your favorite guy? That's your favorite song.
When a man loves a man.
When a man sucks a man's dick, it's an abomination under God. And it makes me sick.
Yeah. I liked it. You know, they're wheeling him off the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And like they censored his face in some images, but there's one that's directly on his face and they don't even bother censoring it because he's like, his facial features are so small that they just kind of disappear behind his like creepy glasses and mustache.
Yeah.
And it makes him look so sinister.
Yes. I mean, he was definitely in Thailand to have sex with children.
Yes, of course.
I mean, there's no way around. Yeah, yeah, there's no way he
was. That guy does nothing but like just masturbate to slave porn and post on Craigslist. And then he's probably into like, you know, I don't know, fucking, he has some weird hobby.
Yeah.
Like miniature battlefields.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Though miniature battlefield is nice.
Yeah.
That's a twofer right
there. I kind of want to get into that.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Why? Because you want
get one of those magnifying
glasses?
You've
never had a hobby in your life.
Well, hold on.
No, I've had some
hobbies.
Hold
on, Nick. Maybe Adam wants to be into battlefields that are the same size as his dick.
Yeah.
Miniature. Okay.
Well, if it's possibly a miniature battlefield, it would be still pretty sizable.
No. Miniature battlefields are to regular battlefields as your dick is to.
He's talking about relative size, Adam.
Thank you, Nick.
Mm.
He's saying your dick is the size of a 3.5-inch figurine's dick would be.
Yes, exactly. And you know when my friend Nicholas puts it that way, you gotta laugh.
The one with the.
You've never had a hobby.
You pulled down a fucking little toys pants and his cock in the same size.
Like sports?
As
you were pretending to play guitar for a little bit.
Guitar?
No, but you were just pretending.
I wasn't pretending.
You bought the guitar and it's never been used once.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you bought the guitar for the love of haggling.
Yeah.
Listen.
That's your hobby.
Mm-hmm.
I do like haggling. I like
sports isn't a hobby.
A nice customer service scam.
What, like playing sports or watching sports?
Watching sports.
I mean,
no, watching doesn't count. Well, I guess
sort of. It depending on how into.
I guess yes. Technically, it's a hobby, but I mean, like doing something.
Mm-hmm. An activity, sure.
Like jigsaw puzzles would be a hobby.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
Going and like playing lacrosse once a week would be a hobby.
True. Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sitting on your fucking couch and like being like, oh damn, you know, like that's not.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Oh damn!
You know, you think that's like what just I being do? Yeah, being excited by things.
I do that. I'll admit, I go damn when a cool thing happens when I'm watching basketball.
I've never said damn.
I go ooh fuck.
Sometimes
I go ooh.
Yeah, it's an interest. You have an interest in
something. Interest versus hobby.
Yeah.
Now who the fucking intellectuals, motherfuckers?
Let me put it this way. Is there a lobby for your hobby?
Mm-hmm.
If you can't go to a Hobby Lobby and be like, you can walk in the Hobby Lobby like, can I help you with anything? You can't be like, I like watching basketball.
True.
Be like,
Well, they have chairs.
Your parents?
Yeah,
your
they
your
can make you like a basketball you sit down.
But you don't do any of that. You don't do paper mache basketballs.
That's true.
You don't do needlepoint basketball stuff.
Maybe he does.
He doesn't though, because he doesn't have hobbies.
Mm. I have some hobbies.
Oh, look! All I'm saying is that you're a parasite.
No, I got other hobbies.
That's all
What's
I'm
the
saying.
Big deal. That's I'm all I'm just saying. You make him sick.
Yeah.
With how little you contribute to society.
You just take from the world. You never even consider that maybe you'll make a miniature battlefield.
Yeah.
And then fly to Thailand and make some woman wipe your ass.
So you're saying that guy's more of a productive 4-year-old member boy.
I tried to find, because I wanted more information about that guy.
Yeah,
there really isn't. But like, I guess on another flight years ago, he tried to pull the same move and they're like, no.
Yeah.
And so he just continued to shit himself at his seat.
That rocks.
For the whole flight.
That's awesome. Yeah. Imagine the poor asshole sitting next to him, dude. Just an obese man. First of all, you got the fattest guy I've ever seen in my life sitting next to you. That already sucks.
He smells like
Now
poo.
He's shitting himself. He doesn't just smell like shit. When more shit comes out of his ass. The smell keeps getting worse. Mm-hmm. You probably see it, honestly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How are you supposed to enjoy your fucking Biscoff cookies like that, dude?
I had an Uber driver in L.A. that was straight up 600 pounds, and he was like the kind that you can't wipe fully because he's like, because his ass was so big.
Nice.
And it was literally, it smelled so bad in that car.
What kind of car was it?
It was like a van, too. The entire thing was just like, I had to open the window. Like, I wanted to fucking throw up.
Well, your fat phobia is ugly.
Wow, cool, dude.
What are you talking
about? It's ugly when you show yourself.
Real cool.
This man has a disability. He's addicted to snacks.
I don't know. I don't even listen to this story.
I know you don't. Do you guys want to know more about Lacan or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. What's that about? Who's Lacan? He sounds gay. Is it a werewolf?
He's a
psychoanalyst.
Yeah. Sounds like a werewolf, dude. Lycanthropos.
Yeah, French thing.
Lycos.
He was a psychology guy that had a bunch of shit ideas, and then they became popular again.
What are his ideas?
That everyone's gay.
Oh, pretty good.
We just pretend to not be gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
idea. That's what I am. I mean, that's what a bunch of people probably are.
Yeah.
Not me, though. I'm straight.
Yeah, it's where...
What? Who the fuck is this? So he's just
know,
like,
but
he's just like
so funny
Freud
to imagine that
shit?
If like we were all on a flight together,
mm-hmm.
and that guy was like making flight attendants wipe his ass,
we'd love it.
You would still be the second worst passenger on the plane.
That's true.
There wouldn't be much room between you and that.
Well, here's
guy.
The thing. Would he be asking for her to show some common decency to wipe his ass?
Yeah, yeah.
Because then I would be on his side.
His penis
it's
out.
It's
wheelchair.
It's common decency.
I mean, first of all, like, I can barely fit in the fucking airplane bathroom.
Right.
You know, and I'm 75 pounds.
Yeah, 75, 4'7".
Yeah, I have no idea how that guy
jacked
was, like, even getting in there.
Right.
You know, let alone two people.
He was probably oiled up.
Yeah. And they had to do a press conference with that flight attendant. Oh, she, like, cried. And she was hot, dude. I'd be honest with you. If I was on that flight, I'd make her wipe my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say, oh, no, some shit.
I would see
some shit got on my balls and cock.
I would see that fat guy doing it and being like, can I also... Well, you did it for him.
I mean, one sensor, dude, we've opened this up as a service.
Me just fully functional. Yeah, just no problem with my body whatsoever. I'm doing backflips into the bathroom, and I'm like, I'm ready for my dick and balls to be wiped by Miss Luau.
Mm. Dude, honestly, I'm fat enough where I could pretend I needed it,
mm-hmm. which is what he was doing.
No, he needed it.
Did he pay for a first-class ticket?
He was absolutely pretending.
Oh, yeah, I guess probably.
Was he
right.
in coach or first class?
He was in coach. He was in economy,
then
he complained
it.
That the bathroom is too small, went to the business class, and then demanded to have his ass wiped.
What's that girl up to now? You think she'll have sex with me?
Yeah, I mean, she's dead.
What?
Yeah.
We have to avenge her.
She jumped out of the plane.
Yeah.
Dun dun.
So, what else is in the news, guys? There's a Sri Lankan terrorism attack. What do you guys think about that?
What happened?
They bombed their four bombs that went off.
Yeah, ISIS did it, and they said it was revenge for the New Zealand shooting, which was done by a white supremacist, and then they blew up a bunch of like Indian Christians.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
So it's like, man, that New Zealand shooter just fucking just swished.
He caught some more bodies.
He really, yeah. That
he
was
caught 500 it. Or 300 more bodies.
He's probably smiling so hard right now.
He was just a white supremacist. He wasn't Christian.
Right. He wants more brown people dead.
Mm-hmm.
As many brown people dead as possible as far as what he wants.
Yeah.
What's he in jail?
No. Get off.
He's in heaven.
Did they kill him?
No,
he's in heaven.
Which is what they call jail in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Do they have jail in New Zealand?
Yeah.
No.
It's sick.
Really?
Because they don't. The only crime they have is
wearing blackface on your cart.
Yeah, it's disrespecting the hapa or whatever the fuck that stupid
the
fucking
haka.
That dumbass dance.
You
know, Atlanta talks shit about the gay ass dance.
They talk shit about our gay dance.
The gay. It's really scary. No, they do a really scary dance. It's one of the most impressive things anyone's ever seen. If you talk shit about that fucking stupid fucking dance, people lose their mind.
They're really mad.
And it's like,
I don't think it's quite as stupid as you guys do, but
what, the dance?
Yeah,
the haka.
Well, Adam told me privately that he would beat up anyone that said that the dance was cool.
Well, I told you that I would beat up any Maori person.
Mm-hmm.
no matter how big they are.
That's not true.
No, but I think they teach all the kids in school the haka because they feel bad about what they did to the Maori.
Course. Of course, it's like that dumb shit about how like we're supposed to be like, oh, the Indian headdress. It's not a costume or whatever. And it's like, it's a fucking costume.
It looks cool. I want to wear it and go to a music festival.
Yeah. First of all, white girls look way better in it than if whatever your dumbass chief.
Mm-hmm. Some sort
yeah, dude. Who do I want to see? Some 22-year-old with giant tits wearing something?
Yeah.
Or an old-ass, wrinkled-ass man?
Just some...
Give me the 22-year-old with big
titties. Right. Just big, like, soft titties. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Falling out of her dumb shirt
yes.
while fucking Paramore is, you know.
Well, yes.
That's what I want.
That's what I want, dude.
Yeah. I want,
if
like,
anything.
My people love recycling. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah.
We're trying to have
sex.
Be
horny.
Up, we're trying to have sex.
With this feather
with this
bitch.
Girl.
We're trying to stand by the sausage tent at Coachella and not talk to these people.
Have sex with this girl named Lee. Her given name is Lee.
L-E-I-G-H.
L-E-I-G-H.
Mm-hmm.
And just the
wow, I thought that was Lay. I thought that
the softest pussy you've ever seen.
I've only read it.
I swear to God,
all
I've
of this
never
land
considered.
Used to belong to my. Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
First of all, give her hat back. We know you came in here and stole that hat.
Mm-hmm.
It has my name on it. Yeah, you wrote that on there afterwards.
In Canada, they do a land acknowledgement before like any public event where they're like, we recognize that we are standing on stolen land.
What?
That was stolen from the first peoples of this
Give it
nation.
Back then, bitch.
Yeah, didn't you watch Trailer Park Boys? Every episode starts with that.
That's how it starts, yeah.
How you doing? I'm Corey. This is Trevor. And, you know, we acknowledge that this is stolen land.
Corey Trevor smokes. Let's go.
Smokes.
It's Corey Trevor. Suck my dick. Let's go.
You know,
we should do a
some people are book smart. I'm jail smart.
Yeah,
best,
the Indians
the best
are
fucking shit ever,
dude. That's so funny. They do a land acknowledgement.
Yeah,
imagine if someone fucks your wife and is like, "I acknowledge this is Frank's wife.
Uh-huh.
I'm still gonna get my cock sucked by her."
It's kind of analogous to how we don't really care about what we did to the natives, and the Canadians feel bad, and the Australians don't really care. But the New Zealanders like feel bad
right.
and teach everyone that dance and stuff.
Yeah. Do the Native Americans have any cool dances?
Yeah, dude,
rain
dances.
That's a cool dance.
The brain dance.
Brain dancing.
We're trying to get our dicks sucked.
That would be awesome. If there's a dance you could do to guarantee you getting head, I would become a fucking trained dancer, dude.
We're trying to get head. There's only one thing we really want. It's not our land back. We just want to get our dicks sucked.
That they deserve.
Honestly,
it.
if Lee
Yeah.
That's how you should be able to get the headdress.
Get it from
you have to put in a couple hours sucking.
Chief sucking dick. Hey, ho,
please suck my dick. It's
like there's so many cultures where it's like you're just making that language up on the spot. I know that's not a language.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think so. You're probably right.
Absolutely.
If I had to guess.
They just did not communicate. It's all gibberish.
Yeah.
Now you're doing didgeridoo.
Yeah, well, that's how they talk.
Song mang ding.
It'd be funny if, like, the Native Americans were just, like, a group of, like, Scandinavian expats that came over to the Americas maybe like 40 years before Christopher Columbus and all them, and then they're like, look at all this great land, you know, and they're just like on the beach getting tans and stuff, and then other Europeans show up and they're like, shit, let's pretend we've been here for 500 years.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe
that's probably what happened.
Maybe they'll go away.
They just had tans.
Yeah, maybe they'll go away.
They were just on the beach.
No, that makes a lot of fucking sense. In 40 years, they just got really good.
We've just been having a music festival. We just came here to just put on a big music festival and create hats for big titty girls.
And
with rich fathers.
And we have a perfect. We don't even need property because there's so much land here. And we don't need
so
laws.
Much titties.
We all
kind of
just
live
in tents and make music. And I really hope other Europeans don't come. And we have to make up a story about, you know, living on the back of a turtle or something.
Yeah.
That was they used to fucking run their mouths by those fucking turtles.
Mm-hmm. And coyotes and shit and bison.
Yeah, and just fucking painting stupid stick figures
on the
wall.
Damn, I wonder what a bison steak tastes like.
It's pretty dope,
it's
right?
Probably good. I've had bison burger, but I want a bison ribeye, dude.
But wouldn't it be like too like
no.
Like, aren't good cows, like, the kind that don't move around a lot and they just eat?
Dude, I want to know, motherfucker. You don't know.
I feel
know.
Like a
you're
bison
guessing.
Is too, like, muscular.
You're guessing, though, aren't you?
I guess I am.
Be honest.
Aren't they dead? We killed them all?
No.
The buffalo
they're not,
we killed?
They're not
what
as,
did we kill?
We killed buffalo and bison. They're the same thing.
They're the same thing.
Suck my penis. I am gay now.
But there were, like, millions and they're, like, gone.
Roaming the damn land, brother.
Yeah.
Out on the something where the out on the home where the buffalo roam or some
and the
shit.
Deer and the antelope play.
Well, you can bet on which animal.
Yep.
Can you?
Yeah, betdsi.com where you can bet on which animal will go extinct next. Betdsi.com, the premier animal betting.
Uh-huh.
Animal
is
bets.
It going to be giraffes? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be? Everyone keeps talking about bees.
It would be tight to just throw a katana in a way where it like spins.
Yes,
and then cuts off a giraffe's neck right in the middle.
That would be cool.
And then the giraffe's like, "Oh shit!" Mm-hmm. And then the head like slides off. You know, like in Resident Evil.
Yeah,
yeah.
That'd be tight.
That would be cool.
Or that what's that movie? The Cube, where they do it to a horse.
I don't know.
The horse they fucking the glass plates. Go through.
I got nothing.
You know.
The cube?
Yeah, a horse is like bisected in with like a bunch of glass plates.
I don't know.
It's betdsi.com. Betdsi.com. It's a German company set up shortly after the
after the
war.
Fall of the Third Reich.
After the war. It was set up to auction off
Jewish paintings.
Anne Frank's stuff. All of Anne Frank's Hamtaro collection. Can you imagine
really
what a boring, how much boring shit she, like Anne Frank lived now. She'd be like camming.
Yeah, probably.
She'd be one of those cam girls that has all that anime shit in the background. It's like, we get it.
Her brows would look the same, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She would keep the big brows.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool when Justin Bieber said he wrote in her book, in her attic, that he wished she was
it's
a believer.
Just imagine like the Nazis like searching a house. They're like, yeah, yeah. No, it's a very nice house you have here, Mr. Braunheiner. It's just, we noticed there were 7 or 8 windows outside, and it seems there's only 6 that we can count.
from in here. Like, I don't know what that could be. It's just us living here. It's me and my wife. So it's not like there's any secret rooms or anything. Yeah? And then you just hear like, ka-ching, ka-ching. Thank you. Thank you, Heinz Mueller 27. Ka-ching, ka-ching. Thank you. Yeah. What is that?
What noise are you making, Adam?
The lovelace?
The thing in her pussy that goes off when she
went for tip.
A tip, yeah.
What's it called?
The Adam's little penis.
The Adam's little penis vibrates. That's why.
That's how you keep bitches.
I don't really need to penetrate. I just put it on the clitoris. Yeah. Small but vibrating. So.
Your dick's like a little hummingbird.
For her pleasure. Exactly.
And you can bet on something also.
How about a coming bird? And it's a little bird that like hovers by your window and then nuts all over it. And then flies away.
Like, how about that, folks?
God damn it.
And the coming bird, you can bet on if that's
real. Yeah. You can bet on that at BetTheAside.com. The premier sports book web betting site. Been in business over 20 years.
Mm-hmm. You know. Bet on if Anne Frank would be a cam girl now.
Yeah, bet on Anne Frank at BetTheAside.com. What's the D stand for?
Dick. Double
S stand for sucking. Mm-hmm. And I industry.
Dick sucking industry.
BetDSI.com/pussy.
Pussy.
/ fuck ass. And they got a cool mobile playing interface
and
they
app.
They got an app and a mobile.
They
playing
got two
interface.
Shits for you, dude. So listen, minimize myfreecams.com.
You can use it while driving.
Absolutely, and they want you to.
Yeah,
we absolutely use it while driving.
My friend Beth, she's a school bus driver, and she has a
every day.
She has an iPad that she's taped to her head. And she bets constantly while driving.
That's right.
She's just driving that school bus around. And, you know, people are like, hey, lady, what's the big deal? And she's like, don't worry. The kids are retarded.
Yeah. So, yeah.
If I get into an accident, not only do they already have helmets on, but...
But it might even cure some of them.
It might fix them.
It might.
I saw a Christian movie with Jennifer Garner.
You know when you hit a Nintendo cartridge and blow in it a little bit? That's what a car crash.
A little girl is retarded, but then she... God helps her. I would love it if I had like billions of dollars, I would produce one of those Christian movies where there's a kid with Down syndrome and he prays at night that he doesn't have Down syndrome anymore and he wakes up and he's normal and they're like, do you mean to tell me that Jesus did this for you? And he's like, yeah, Mom. I met Jesus and he made me not have Down syndrome anymore.
And Nick will, the way he's going to make those billions is betting
and
on
BetTheAside.com. In fact,
no other way.
You can finance my movie through BetTheAside.com by taking bad bets against me. I'll give you my account. It's the Grand Wizard of... Grand Wizard... KKK 1488
No.
Pepe
Andrew Yang.
Yeah, Yang Gang
for some
JPB.
Reason, Andrew Yang.
Yeah.
Yep, and you know what I'm going to say bet on, man? I'm feeling the Nuggets are going to beat the Spurs.
Yeah, I think that they're back. Jokic had a good game.
I just think the Spurs suck dick.
Oh, yeah, and you can bet on that about the assignment. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'm going to say the Blazers in the Western Conference Finals. Not to win it, but they're going to
they
make
should.
It.
I think I want to start a big campaign to change the name of the Spurs.
To what?
Because it implies being abusive towards an animal.
Yeah.
And then have the that horse. Be the only team that changes their name.
In fact, you name the Redskins the extra Redskins.
Yeah.
You make the Cleveland Indians mascot more racist, but you change the Spurs.
The Cleveland Savages.
No, if you could do it so that that's the only one that ever gets changed, is that suddenly the Spurs is now the cowboy hat. It's just the worst name. The Chaps. And it's just a guy's ass.
The gay guy?
The San Antonio
some guy with a fucking
Chaps. The guy with a top hat on and he's
a
looking
prolapsed
over.
Asshole.
He's got a top hat on and he's looking over his shoulder and his ass is hanging out.
Just a pulsating hole. Just an inflamed pink asshole.
Yeah, just well, you know, the name was disrespectful to animals. So we had to change it.
To this guy.
The Redskins, yeah, they're still that, but yeah, we're cool.
They're that, but more now.
Yeah, they're more of what they were.
So anyway, betdsi.com/, what is it, come 120 or something? Yeah. If you want to be in the sports book, where we love to gamble, if you want to be in the sports up top.
If you want to be in the sports book, which is where we like to gamble.
Something about a comp up front.
Been in business over 20 years. For odds on pretty much everything else, too, including all major sports, politics, reality TV, pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. That DSI is a great mobile app, blah, 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 blah. Fucking.
blah, 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 fucking. So, this company's getting me.
Yeah. Some kind of fucking website or something.
Doesn't work.
Gamble on the dumb bullshit. So you sign up, you use promo code COM120 so they know we sent you. When you sign up, you've got some options. You can just play and cash out. Or you can take the bonus money, which is like getting a casino comp up front.
Love that shit.
Before you've even touched the tables.
Mm-hmm.
I love to touch them.
It's got a rollover requirement, but it's free cash, baby. So if you're going to be in the sports book, Chachi, which is where we like to gamble.
I love it, Chachi.
Dennis Miller.
Use promo code COM120. Okay, babe, up to $1,000. They're going to give you 60% bonus cash, babe, okay? Which turn $1,000 into $1,600 to play with cool guy, babe, baby, cool guy. Okay,
Indian
baby,
Dennis
cool,
Miller.
Baby, yeah.
Cool baby, guy, baby,
baby, chachi, cool guy, baby girl money. Once again, that's betdsi.com120. Let's start the show. Black Lives Matter. Matter to who? Not to Indian Dennis Miller. I'll tell you right now, the Black Lives Matter movement is like if the Hammurabi Code was written by Joseph Sarzenia if Sultan Mehmed the IV wrote a reply letter to the Zaporizhian Cossacks. And he said,
that is what the Black Lives Matter would be.
Right. He said, I have never seen such insolence. Since Kublai Khan rode into, I don't know, whatever gay shit.
Hey man, it's done. You don't have to prove anything else. Mm. Indian Dallas Miller's good enough,
it
man.
It is one thing I gotta prove.
It's get my dick sucked.
Yes, I know how to get my dick sucked.
I know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing it to the cat now.
What?
It's closing its eyes.
I'm shining on its nose.
It looks annoyed.
I'm glad she's minding her own business.
Mm. This is what you get, bitch.
Ah, fuck. Yeah.
So what else is in the news? You got Bernie Sanders said that felons should be allowed to vote.
Let them vote.
They should. I mean, that's such a dumb...
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. It's never made sense to me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you have like an inalienable right to vote unless you go to jail ever.
Right. If you go to jail, guess what?
You're
no
not
more
a
freedom
citizen.
Of speech. Like, no, you can't be any religion you want if you go to jail.
There's certain rights that you have unless we take them away from you.
For doing... You know, it could be so minor in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Like hitting a woman. Mm.
Well, they asked him if...
What's the fear is that, like, all of the pedophiles are going to get together and be like, let's run a candidate that wants to make child porn legal.
Yeah.
And, you know,
right. Well, they are savvy
like, oh,
with
well,
computers.
Sorry, they had to take murder off the books. Yeah. We let the felons vote.
Let them the felons vote.
They asked him if Jahar can vote.
Yeah.
Which might mean that... No, Jahar's was born in Massachusetts.
I do agree that only whites should be able to.
If your name is almost Jafar.
They said the Boston bomber. They didn't say Jahar. But I think that it might mean that he might think that Jahar's cute. He might be like one of those girls.
I'd fuck him.
One of those girls.
People always, he would be cute trans.
People always ask those, like, these fucking, like, you know, these hypotheticals where they pick the worst case scenario and they say, like, oh, do you think that should be how it should be? And it's like, Yes. I'm not arguing that Jahar specifically should be able to vote.
Right, right, right.
It's that it's a dumb policy at large.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I hate that shit.
It is, of course. And that's all dumbass politics. Mm-hmm. Like this motherfucker.
Who?
Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, you really got a hard on for that guy. Huh?
I don't like him. He sucks. He's fucking. He's
go
just,
off.
He's just look. He's cute, and he won't respond to my fucking DMs. And uh-huh. I was like, "Do you want to be
he's
on Come
married,
Town,
dude?"
But dude, gay guys all will let you know. They all
no.
They want
some
a third.
Gay guys aren't horny.
He seems horny.
He's
to
the
me, dude.
No. He's the
no,
not.
He's horny.
Corny. Kind.
You're right. He's corny, not horny.
He's corny, not
you,
horny.
If you're gay, it's one of two things: corny or horny.
He's just more into having like a husband, probably.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
He calls him his hubster.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
They go to Sonic together.
Yeah, they shoot commercials. That's
like the two Sonic husbands from that commercial. Do a bit.
Hey, kids, I'm gay.
Damn, should we do our own Sonic commercials?
Yeah. I think Bernie Sanders should start dressing like Sonic to appeal to the youth.
That's good.
Oh. You should just go around in a Sonic costume all the time.
Or maybe just blue body paint.
Yeah.
Fully nude.
Yeah. I've always enjoyed Sonic. The Hedgehog. That'd be cool, huh?
That would be
Adam,
awesome.
Get off your phone.
Yes.
Apologize to your coworkers.
I apologize to my coworkers. I apologize to all of Come Nation.
Who the hell do you think you are?
waiting on a very important email.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's because it's like none of us ever have any reason to be on our phones.
No, I got a hobby that's about to email me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking about getting into medieval jigsaw puzzles.
What are those?
I don't know.
I want to get into
I had one when I was a kid.
I want to get into
it.
It was like
a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, and it was like a...
Was it 3D?
Like tapestry. Or, no, it wasn't 3D.
No, 3D?
It was 3D? Not 3D. It was a regular jigsaw puzzle. And it was all
was
like...
pretty fucking gay.
I don't know. There was some like medieval theme to it. Maybe it was Robin Hood. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But... yeah,
I fuck with Robin Hood.
It's all like tapestry art kind of shit. Yeah,
nice. I think I would. I want to design the new Notre Dame roof
because
they're having open submissions for that. It's like an international design competition. And I didn't necessarily go to architecture school, but I've always kind of fancied myself in architecture.
You always think highly of yourself.
Yeah, I think that I have.
I think you're capable of doing things.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I have a design and aesthetic.
Never done once.
Here's what I'm thinking.
No, I mean, I could do architecture. What?
Make it a discovery
shoots
zone.
Shoots and ladders. Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Port Discovery?
Port Discovery at the top of Notre Dame, dude. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Little,
something for the kids.
A little educational fucking maze you could go.
Were you going there every day as a kid?
Huh?
Were you going there every day as
Discovery
a kid?
Discovery Zone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Port Discovery?
Port Discovery, dude.
Every single day.
Is that a different place than Discovery Zone?
Yeah. Yes. It's an educational museum in Baltimore, in the heart of Baltimore downtown.
I loved the children's museum that we had in Vegas growing up.
You know what I loved? The fucking Franklin Institute in Philadelphia.
Never been there.
That shit was awesome when I was a kid. Like a full sit, like it's a 2-story sized like heart.
Okay,
that you can walk through.
That's kind of tight.
Yeah, it's like a giant heart that you can walk through.
Nice.
I'm reluctant
was the aorta
to say,
a slide.
There was a full size train in the museum that you can go
at the Science Center.
Yeah, they have like a fighter jet you can sit in.
That rocks.
Yeah.
The Science Center in Baltimore, one time, I don't know what they were doing, like a cancer thing, and they had titties. They had, like, breasts.
Yeah.
You could touch.
Yeah.
What?
I remember, for real.
For kids?
Yeah, I don't know why. It seems like one had, like, it wasn't just
titties.
Do you
not dream this? This sounds like a dream.
I think it's real.
I want to go to an aquarium. The one here sucks.
Yeah.
The one Coney Island?
Yeah, it's a terrible aquarium.
Yeah, it's not good.
Every time we're in Boston, I always want to go to the
one. Is Boston good?
Apparently. I've heard that, yeah, it's good.
Baltimore's that good shit, dude.
It is
good.
I haven't been there literally since I was like probably 6.
Me too.
Yeah.
We should go. Next time we do a show in Baltimore.
The aquarium?
Why not?
Yeah.
Take mushrooms, go to the aquarium.
Yeah.
Have
an Inner Harbor day.
That would be nice, dude.
Yeah.
That would be
fucking go to
nice.
Planet Hollywood. Reopen Planet Hollywood.
We go eat at fucking... Oh, dude. For no joke, we should legitimately Mm-hmm. And I've said this to you guys before.
I used to love going to the fucking ESPN zone.
I loved ESPN
zone.
Still have a card with like points on it that I'll never be able to cash in.
What, yeah. For like t-shirts and stuff?
No, just like because they had games and shit. You buy, it's like an arcade.
Remember the rock climbing thing?
Yes.
Did you ever do it?
I never did. I was too scared. Me either. Yeah. Too scared, but you know, that was stolen from us, dude. Mm-hmm. We'll never become men. That's the one thing we needed to conquer to have good lives. Now we're stuck in
is that infinite rock climbing thing, yeah. The ESPN zone.
We're stuck in permanent adolescence.
Yeah,
that's we got to reopen ESPN zone, dude. Yeah, take it back from Phillips.
Yeah,
who's some fucking bullshit seafood restaurant now?
Mm-hmm.
Make it ESPN zone.
Fill
me ups, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, unlimited. It's like in an oyster shell, but it's just cum.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that would be good.
Ooh, Adam's excited about that.
I would love that cum oyster thing that Stav just referenced.
But no, we should go to Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
We'll just fucking put a show together.
You know where I
want to
go that I haven't been do this summer? It's fucking Busch Gardens, Virginia.
Okay.
Have you ever been there?
Never been.
Best amusement park.
I'd go.
Yeah.
I'd go.
It's great.
Here's what we do.
Scary rides?
Yeah.
Here's what we do.
Good coasters.
Here's what we do. Are you listening? Is everyone ready? We get a week. We go to Baltimore. We go to fucking Busch Gardens. We do a Baltimore show. We do some weird Virginia show.
Busch Gardens is way down there, though. It's like fucking Newport News.
Perfect.
Some shit.
Fuck it. We'll do some random ass part.
I wanted to go to
Virginia.
That one colonial, in Ohio.
Williamsburg down there.
We got it all. Well, let's see it all.
So you
go
learn some shit.
Turn some butter.
That would actually be fucking hilarious. We spend a week. We go to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. We go to fucking, we go to the aquarium, get crabs. You know what I'm saying? Make a day of it. Do the auto bar again or some shit. Then we fucking
have all of my childhood vacations.
Literally, yes. Yeah. Well, let's throw in fucking Wildwood, New Jersey for my only American vacation, where me and my brothers almost got killed on a teacups ride.
Yeah.
The fucking teenagers were working it just let us get out, and then they started it again.
I don't know if I've been to Wildwood, because I had family in Jersey, so we would go to, I think,
to the shore?
Ocean City, New Jersey.
LBI?
Yeah. I think Ocean City, New Jersey was the first place I ever saw a roller coaster.
Nice.
And I remember being like, this is insane.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, like six or whatever. Yeah. Just like, this is wild. But I don't know if I've been to Wildwood. I think I've been to Ocean
Wildwood
City.
Wildwood sucked dick, dude. Me and my family stayed in one little ass motel room. God, we were so fucking poor. Why the fuck did we even take that vacation? That was like my dad being like, well, if we're not going to Greece, we're still going to go on vacation.
Yeah.
And it was like, literally, there was five of us in a fucking two-bed motel room in fucking Wildwood. That sucked dick, dude.
Why didn't you just go to the beach for the day? Just wake up early and drive to Ocean City and then drive home.
We should have. We're one day. But I don't, my dad just wants to make everything. My dad wanted to make everything like a big to-do.
Yeah.
And we went to the boardwalk, which was kind of tight until we almost got killed by the teacups. Mm-hmm. I'm sure
Did you get cornrows?
Yeah, I got cornrows. I got my dick sucked at 8 years old. It was pretty tight.
That's pretty cool.
That part was cool, I'll admit. And the guy was hot. Thank you.
You ever do Hershey Park?
Of course, yes.
Yeah. I got mad that you couldn't eat everything.
Chocolate? Yeah.
I was hoping all the rides would be made out of chocolate.
I straight up bought like the fucking 10-pound chocolate bar at the beginning of the day, and about half of it was gone.
Yeah.
Do you remember the
just
feeling?
Walking around taking giant bites of a giant chocolate bar.
I remember I got the, when I went there as a kid, I got the giant Hershey's Kiss piggy bank.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't think I ever put any money in it. I just liked the idea of something that was the wrong size.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. It was like a
it delighted your fucking autistic brain.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed things that were like oversized versions of other things or like smaller versions of other things.
Because it's the wrong kind.
Yeah.
I don't know
On a
why.
Very basic level, you find it funny.
It's satisfying.
Yeah.
You know? It soothes you.
Like a giant remote control for a TV.
Mm-hmm.
Remember my
how about the big piano?
From Big,
the movie.
But that's just a big keyboard on the ground. It's not like an actual giant piano. Now,
interesting. So that
the Fry's Electronics in Round Rock, Texas, where the entrance is a giant piano, love it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So it can't be functional. It's got to be for display purposes
only. It can be functional, but it's just that was just a fucking bunch of keys on the ground. It wasn't a giant piano.
Oh, there's actually like strings and stuff and hammers.
No. He's saying It's a keyboard.
It's just a,
ultimately, it's a keyboard.
Yeah, it's not a bigger version of something. It's a unique thing.
I think it's kind of a. I guess because it's on the floor, it's not. To me, that did what you were saying, though.
Yeah.
As a child, I saw that. I was like, that's pretty tight.
Yeah.
That's a big-ass keyboard.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was cool, but it's not the same thing.
I got you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you for admitting it was cool.
Yeah. Glasses. Giant glasses.
Love those.
A giant pencil.
Those rock.
Yeah.
See? I know exactly what you mean
we're,
right now.
Now we're in business. Bringing you in on this.
I know. Now I'm really getting to what you're talking about. Because that's what. And remember, sometimes kids would bring those giant pens. It was like Wacky Day or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They would write with them.
I was so
jealous. Wacky Hair Day.
So jealous.
I was so fucking jealous. Like, truly.
Yeah.
I was ooh, so really? Mad.
Like, where do you get a giant pen?
Yeah.
Where did you get that?
Come on, man. Give me, let me see it.
That's
no.
the wackiest thing I've
let
ever
let me see it. No.
Yeah.
They would never let you see it. You could never
see it. Because I knew you'd break it with your fat hands. What are you going to do? Eat it? Yeah. I thought it was made out of chocolate. I thought it was from Hershey Park because I got a big Hershey's Kiss. It was just staring at you. Your pants are down.
Please.
What happened to my pants? They've been down for 2.5 hours. You just didn't notice. You were too fat to notice.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I love the idea of a mid-Atlantic swing. I want to get crabs, dude. Outside.
Yeah.
All day.
Dude, I want to go to Busch Gardens Billiesburg.
Dude, the real
Colonial Billiesburg.
There's no reason we can't make this happen.
Yeah, what do they do in Colonial Williamsburg? Ride fixies around?
Nice, dude.
Like, would you hipsters. Ride your fixie around?
Yes.
Listen to Dashboard
Losers.
Confessional.
Dashboard Confessional.
It's funny because you'll still rarely encounter somebody that says the fixie thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's awesome. Like, I don't think anyone rides a bike anymore.
No.
It's just Ian.
Yeah.
And Jake.
Yeah.
I'll ride a bike sometimes.
The Antifa bike.
The Antifa bike. I'll ride city bike now, though.
Jake and Tim Dillon are feuding. They're full,
oh, really?
Yeah, full feud.
Why?
I don't know. Fucking somebody left a negative review for Jake's podcast, and they used the name Tim Dillon like, to review it, and he's like, this guy sucks. And then so Jake went on Twitter and was like, yeah, this is actually legitimately very funny. Tim Dillon, by the way, is a piece of shit, and you know he's just like a fucking. It's like he believes Fox News conspiracy theories, and he should be laughed at every room. And it's like, Jake, you know that wasn't Tim that wrote that.
That was just someone using the name Tim.
That's
Dillon.
Why they're fighting because.
No, I mean they've had beef for years, but like you know, it's like clearly not Tim that wrote that.
Right,
shit.
Of course, it's some other guy.
And then Jake's went online and escalated it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think Tim's going to like really respond because I don't think he gives a shit.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, online feuds are pretty little dicked, I got to be honest.
They are.
I would say I'm doing this. You guys can't see it, but I'm holding my
he's holding his
thumb
penis.
In my
end. He's holding his actual dick.
No,
to show us.
Yeah, stop. Put it back. Put it back in your pants.
They're
dude.
Both
it's
lying.
Disgusting.
I'm holding my index finger and my thumb very close together. Yeah. That was not me unzipping or re-zipping my pants. My penis is in.
Put your
and my dick
away,
by the
dude.
Way, my soft dick is at least 3 times as big as this.
That?
3 times at least.
Congrats.
Thank you. I said at least.
Congrats.
It could be more. Yeah. I just, nice. I'm very confident saying 3 times bigger than this.
Damn, I'm ready. I'm excited. We should have a fucking, it's almost summer. We can go have an amusement park
day. I'm telling you, we do a run like this.
I'm trying to chafe my thighs walking around.
Yeah, we got a mobile
recorder.
It's so
funny, that's just what I associate going.
Summer with,
well, going to an amusement park is like, yeah, but then you just chafe your thigh. I'm like, oh, I'm not fat as shit.
Yeah, yeah, you're so right. My mom traveled. My mom traveled with the fucking diaper rash cream when we had those days, dude. I had to like, the way you apply suntan, I had to apply fucking diaper rash cream to my thighs throughout the day.
I would always be, my ankles would always be bleeding. That's still a problem. I'm still constantly just like, I don't have feeling in my heels anymore.
From shoes?
From shoes, yeah. I just get blisters and I don't notice it and then it just like starts like.
That used to happen to me when I wore skate shoes.
Yeah.
That happened when you first moved to New York, I feel like, because it's like even when you walk for a lot, in a like you walk so fucking much here that yeah. I would my feet would get the first like 3 months I lived here, my feet were so fucked.
Yeah, I got plantar fasciitis like the first like 6 months or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is a medical podcast now.
Yeah, that's the shit that snapped my, that's the shit that snapped on the bottom of my foot, my plantar fascia.
Yeah,
just popped off the bone.
The fasciitis thing is it's crazy because you'll wake up and your feet just like kind of ache a little bit, and then as soon as you like step that down on the ground, it's just brutal. Excruciating. Yeah.
Every morning, the first step I take is so fucking painful.
That's weird because every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's 4-post bed.
Like, why?
And I know it's not mine, but I see if I can use it for a weekend or a one-night stand.
The halo?
Yeah.
You want to use it?
Yeah, dude.
Which she's like an angel that goes to bed and puts her halo on the corner of her 4-post bed?
Yo, Mike's having sex with an angel.
my boy's fucking an angel.
I wish that I could have Jesse's girl. What if that song was about his friend Jesse's daughter?
That's probably what it is.
Who's 6.
Mm. I want can't fuck a child like that.
Yeah.
I want to get some very tiny pussy.
Ba-da-da-da. Hey, Jesse brought his daughter. Yeah, this is my girl, Kayla. She's getting into fourth grade now. And
what can I fuck a child like that?
Where can I find a girl like that? At the elementary school. And you just know he's fucking her.
That's what.
And you just know that the cops would let me get away with it.
If I could just be that guy flying to Thailand.
Getting my ass wiped and having sex with children.
I could have sex with that child. Get my fucking ass wiped by some dumb Chinese bitch. And then I could have Jesse's girl
and fuck a child in Thailand.
I've seen so many shitty stand-up bits about that song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What, like... There's some fun angles.
Yeah, it's like, you don't really sound like a good friend. Yeah, if you've ever if you've ever analyzed song lyrics as a bit, kill yourself.
That is something that I'm like,
I hate that.
It's so weird when it's like, okay, let's say it's a song that just came out and you're doing it as a throwaway topical thing. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. But when people are like, here's a song that's 17 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's from 1964.
Actually, I take that back because Casey Balsham had a funny joke about that Taylor Swift song where it's like something, something hit him with this sick beat. You remember that one?
No. The one where she's fake rapping, basically.
Yeah, they can't deal with this sick beat. And then it's just like... literally just bullshit clapping. Yeah, that made me laugh.
That one's okay.
But outside of that, every other
one
is... Anything's like, yeah, I was listening to Dr. Dre the other day. It's like...
Well, it's annoying when it's like someone... like. People were doing this with 2 Chainz for a while, where he said something funny on purpose because he's very funny, and that's part of his appeal.
Yeah.
And then they're like, isn't this fucking stupid? It's like, no, man. You know black people are also funny?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so funny.
They're probably funny.
Well, yeah. I'll take it a step further than that and say only black people.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Like, yeah. But so much of those. I'm a white guy doing rap lyrics. It's like
I have like a I have
that makes
like
me want to kill myself.
A mental deficiency, and you're morbidly obese. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like that's what works. And Adam's not funny, so that's like how the Adam's.
Why
here
are you back on this?
To be well, I'm just saying you're not funny, dude. I'm not saying you're
He's
a
not
bad
saying
guy.
You're morbidly obese.
You're like a normal guy. You're what would happen if you threw a normal guy into this. Den of
this thieves. Sick. Den of thieves. This fucking, what is it? Chest of broken tools.
You know, me and Stav are the broken years that keep the clock right.
The clock strikes funny.
We keep the clock going. We keep the clock cuckoo. You know what I'm saying? You're just some normal, unfunny guy that we hang out with to live a normal life. Be like, damn, why can't we live Adam's normal, cool
That's
life?
Not true,
why are we
dude?
Misfits?
I'm not normal. I'm not okay. I'm not right.
I'm not okay.
I'm fucking gay. I have hobbies and I'm funny.
Mm-hmm. That is funny. You're right.
Yeah, phony looking. The twisted toys.
Twisted toys strike again.
Why you guys have to be so twisted all the time?
Fuck, dude.
Who were you talking to about, like, your friend that you told us the same story 3 or 4 times about how your friend who's in recovery said that the Joker is so important to the guys in recovery?
Yeah, I said it on the podcast.
You said it on the podcast, but you told us.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and you were hanging out with whatever that friend was, and you repeated the story to them, and they were like, huh. And they were kind of reacted like they had never said that to you.
We were on LSD.
Are you like grossly exaggerated? Like, he's like,
what are you impeaching a story that I told 6 months ago? Right?
Yeah, no.
Is that what you're trying to
do? No, it's because it's related to the Twisted Toys thing. I was thinking about the Joker, and I just remembered that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I believe that's true.
Yeah,
because the Joker is a wild meme that you see constantly from those.
The
types
Joker
of
is important to the sober community.
I believe that.
Yeah,
which was a very funny statement.
You know, in many ways, Adam, if that isn't true, that's actually a funny joke you came up with.
I know.
It's actually good.
It's something that I heard that I repeated.
But if Nick is right and that guy didn't remember,
I was at the bookstore.
You wrote the joke.
I was at that fucking
place. I'm very gay.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else is in the news?
Chinese.
The Chinese
people are always up to shit, dude.
Chinese are at it again.
You cannot, every time I tell my friend, you can't trust them. You cannot trust Chinese.
I put on in Chinatown, Toronto, I put on one of those Chinese pointy hats.
Wow, they got a Chinatown there?
Yeah, they got Chinatowns all over, folks.
Oh, hey, 2 plus 2, eh?
That's good, man. That's really good.
2 plus 2. Oh, it's not even hard math.
4 plus 7, eh?
Not even saying the answer, by the way. Just saying the beginning of the easy part of a math problem.
Yeah.
Not even solving it.
Yep. There.
Damn, it's a beautiful ass day. I'm about to go on a long ass walk.
It's a beautiful day.
I've been the absolute stepbrother.
Having gay sex, I'm fucking gay. Someone fuck me in my ass.
I'm fucking gay.
Well, I'm the kind of guy who took a shit in his ass.
In his own ass.
Yeah.
How would that work exactly?
That's what fat people do. They shit into their own ass.
No, don't tell me what we do.
Well, you don't have a big ass.
But I'm a fat person.
No, but you don't have... It's weird that your ass is so small considering the rest of... Like, every other part of you got fat.
Not every part. Not every single part.
Oh, that's true. I guess your dick and your ass didn't get
my
fat.
My elbows are, you know.
They're fat. You have fat
No,
elbows.
I don't have fat elbows.
Look, there's not a single line. There's no wrinkles.
There's wrinkles.
No, there's nothing.
There's wrinkles, man. These aren't very fat elbows. My fingers aren't that fat.
I mean, look at my
elbows. Fingers have some chub on them.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
it's probably nice for fingering girls, though.
Yeah, a little heft.
You got some
Your
some
skinny little fingers.
Yeah.
I got these sausage boys.
Yeah, I got to stuff 4 in there.
Yeah.
Just to feel like a... To make like her feel something. like she's being...
Touched by a man.
Touched by an angel.
Yeah.
Touched by an angel. Is that the same woman from Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman?
Yeah. It's the same show.
It is.
Yeah.
Nice. And the black woman, Della Reese.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do Fine remember.
I remember Touched by an Angel, or at both of those. Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman would come on TV when I was a kid, and I would be like, shut up! I hated that show. It was just like nauseating.
I watched it a little
bit.
She
was just doing medicine in the Old West.
Yeah, it's just such a fucking boring show.
But then, she was like Irish?
I remember as a kid, it would make me feel like I was wasting my life to watch that show. Mm.
Your first taste of mortality.
Yeah.
Knowing that it was a finite amount of time.
See, that's why
on
it's
Earth.
Important.
Yeah.
Maybe just, that was the lesson.
Those were the daytime shows that I just couldn't fucking see.
They were nighttime shows.
Yeah, well, that was prime time.
I would see it, yeah, during, I don't know, whenever it was like that CBS show would fucking come time. On.
Yeah, but then...
because it couldn't have been on CBS. It had to have been syndicated on something else, because I would primarily watch fucking only UPN and WB and Fox.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember. I think it was CBS originally, but I don't fucking know either. I'm just saying that. But, what was I going to say? Remember that weird when she was in, like, Wedding Crashers and then it was like you could see, like, her tits and shit?
You could see her tits.
That was awesome. She Della was
Reese?
No. The other bitch.
Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman?
Yeah.
You saw her tits in Wedding Crashers?
I think you see, like, a side titty. I definitely beat off to whatever, even if it was a body double.
Mm. I've seen some tits.
No, you haven't.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have.
I used to joke that, the title Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman was the name of two characters, and that's why the comma was in there. There was a man named Dr. Quinn and then some bitch named Medicine Woman that was just helping
that's right.
him. And Dr. Quinn was always off screen.
Yeah. That would have been a more realistic show, certainly. Mm-hmm.
My wife is in the hospital.
Jane Seymour.
Jane Seymour Pussy.
That's her.
Who plays Mike Quinn.
Oh, that's right. She was the mom in Wedding Crashers.
See?
Oh, that's right. I forgot
you
about
do see
that.
Her tits.
Is hot. That Jane Seymour?
She is hot.
Or is that some other old lady?
It was her, bitch.
All right.
Back off. I know who it was. Because I was very happy. There's a generation of boys that was kind of found her hot. Didn't and she was very wholesome. And then she's in fucking Wedding Crashers. And she fucked or was trying to
she's
fuck.
She's trying to fuck Owen Wilson.
Or Owen.
Yeah. Who was trying to fuck her daughter,
mm-hmm.
which is my fantasy right
Three
there.
Three-way.
Yeah, mommy, daughter.
You want to fuck mommy, daughter?
Mommy, daughter, yeah.
I don't want to fuck mommy, daughter.
Oh, I want to be caught fucking the daughter and then the mommy to be watching.
Sucking you off.
Masturbating and saying, you call that fucking? Let me show
you.
And I'm like, what?
You know, bust frantically.
And then I bust, and then she's like, oh, I was about to fuck you again. And then I was like, well, I can get it up again.
Give me like 20 minutes.
I'm beating my soft cock. Yeah. I'm like, listen, I'm a young man. I'm only 32. I can get a fucking boner again. I can get two in a row.
They're slowly losing interest. Like, you know what? I'm just going to go back to doing the dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You blew it.
But that's how I like to fuck.
Nice.
Face down, pussy up. That's how Adam likes to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Adam likes to
face
put
down,
his,
pussy
his,
up.
His pussy in there.
It's face down, ass up.
No, but you like
the way I like to fuck.
You have to have your pussy. Because you have...
You contort yourself. Yeah, your face down and your
Adam
pussy
Adam has a girl's vagina that he uses for sex.
No, I fuck my girl's vagina.
He has a girl's vagina.
I don't have one.
Instead of a penis.
That's not true.
And he has sex with guys.
That's not true.
Whoa.
You know,
flamed your ass,
I
dude.
Just got him.
You got his ass,
it's
brother.
And it's, you know what? It's true.
It is true.
It's all
Everyone
true.
Everyone knows that.
Every single word is true.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that, Adam?
It just feels bad to hear it out loud.
Even though you know it to be true.
When it happens, I don't say the words for what's happening.
Buttigieg thing you brought up. Was it you mentioned last time that that fucking Whitey Ford sings a blues song? Is like, did he make some kind of comment?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
That's how he thinks politics should...
Someone, oh, no, he said some. There was some gay-ass song that he liked.
Shit.
Yeah, that Whitey Ford sings a blues song.
What is that?
By who?
What It's Like by fucking Everlast.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's what he said. Politics is like?
It was that song.
What?
It was an Everlast song.
Yeah. I know that song. Yeah.
Man at the liquor store begging for some dick.
That's ridiculous.
He's coming, his beard is dry, and he hasn't had drank cum in a while. Maybe then you know what it's like to be fucking gay. Everybody, how you doing? My name is Whitey Ford, and this is Whitey Ford Sings the Blues. A retarded kid trying to read outside of the school. Everybody's fucking laughing at him because he's dumb.
For trying to read?
Maybe then you not know what it's like. A Chinese lady trying to drive a car, but fucking doing a bad job. Maybe then you know.
He downloads the wrong version from Kazaa. Yeah. He's playing that one over the loudspeaker.
What are the lyrics that dumbass song?
Oh man, yeah. But it's like suck my dick.
Yeah, right. What it's like?
Fuck, dude, I hate this beanbag chair.
Yeah.
I'm going back to the couch.
Man,
the
liquor store breaking before you change. All
right. I just wanted you to know that. I let you get a little time in the couch.
Maybe we could have Nick on the
yes, yeah. Bag. So it's a girl.
This is home, man.
This girl is pregnant. They call her a killer. They call her a sinner. They call her a whore. Yeah, it's a girl that got an abortion.
That's what it's one. Like?
I've seen a rich man beg. I've seen a good man sin. I've seen a tough man cry.
God damn,
I've
dude.
I've seen a loser win, a sad man grin. I've heard an honest man lie.
These are the worst lyrics I've ever heard in my life.
You don't like poems?
It's fucking brutal, dude.
That's awesome. You know they thought they were being deep, too.
Yeah. I licked a silver spoon, drank from the golden cup, and smoked the finest green.
That's sick. What's wrong with smoking that?
And so this, what I like this song is about like understanding other people's perspectives and having empathy. And then halfway through, it's just about how he's like, yeah, I'm rich and I've smoked good weed. I've stroked the fattest dimes at least a couple of times before I broke their heart. So he's like talking about like, by the way, I get pussy.
I get pussy. I get and I leave them. I get a lot.
But yeah. Anyways, and then the next line, yeah.
A sick guy gets healthy. Yeah, yeah.
I knew this kid
sick.
Named Max who used to get fat stacks out on the corner with drugs. He liked to hang out late. He liked to get shit faced and keep the pace with thugs. Mm-hmm. Until one late night, there was a big gun fight and Max lost his head. He pulled out his Chrome 45, talked some shit, and wound up dead. Now his
he
wife.
Shot himself?
No, I don't think he got shot in the.
He lost his dome.
A kid named Max. So he's describing a Wigger, I guess. Who,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who left Jewish his wife kid. And kid to get into a gunfight with thugs.
We like to keep the pace with thugs.
Yeah.
I've seen a guy with short hair get long hair.
Yeah.
Mm. And a guy with long hair cut his hair.
Damn.
You know?
You think about
shit.
That. Think about yeah. that.
I've seen a Jewish
I've seen
guy.
A gay guy get pussy. I've seen
a straight guy get fucked in the ass.
I've seen a Chinese bitch drive a car real good.
I've seen a Jewish guy eat lo mein and yeah. a Chinese guy eat salmon and lox. Yeah.
I've seen that.
I've seen a retard breed. I've seen a genius shit his motherfucker. Maybe then you might know what it's like.
That is the fucking dumbest shit of all time. Holy fuck. What a horrible fucking song.
Oh, fuck.
I seen my dick get soft. I seen your pussy get hard. I seen a dick get wet and a pussy get hard.
Oh, that's philosophical.
I seen a dick get wet. I seen a pussy get hard. I seen child porn. A bit. Wait, excuse me. No, I'm doing my song. Okay. Well, I'll answer your questions in a second. Let me just finish my song. I got a lot of money, I smoke good weed, and I got a bunch of fat pussy. I broke a bunch of fat girls' hearts from getting too much pussy. Maybe then you might know what it's like.
To download child porn. Wait, what was that part? Can I finish the song, please? Yeah.
I seen a child naked. I've seen an adult clothed.
That's not even opposites. Even in your dumbass binary that you're doing, those don't even make sense.
Yeah, well, shut up.
Shut up, man.
I've seen a white man rap. I've seen a black man do math.
Do math. And
fuck yeah.
Have intergenerational wealth.
Yeah, in a genitalia wealth. So I'm trying to get the gold out the pussy.
That's That's when I sneak a little $100 bill on my foreskin.
That's
the
man.
That's intergenerational.
All my bitches got their pussies filled with jewels,
rubies and
I got
sapphires
I got
and shit,
diamonds. I said, the bitch come by. I said, hold up, bitch, put all these motherfucking diamonds in that pussy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, fellas.
Next, starting in May, by the way.
Last second solo album, Whitey Ford Sings the Blues, which was released a full 8 years after his solo debut and after he had a major heart attack, was both a critical and commercial success.
Critical success.
Yeah. Yeah, I really liked how he says things are, he says the opposites.
I would love to read a review of that being like, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up right now.
Please do.
Yeah. Pitchfork.
How old is Pitchfork?
I don't know.
Was it around during
that? That album seems like it was pre-internet, though.
Bitch, your food is out.
Yeah, go get your food, you fucking dumb bitch.
Go eat your food, you little dumbass.
Whitey Ford Sings the Blues, score 3 out of 5.
On Pitchfork?
Hold on.
On Pussy Fork?
Compared with 97 series.
3 out of 5, that's like a C?
Brutally expunged. 60%. And he's singing the boys, singing a raving vision. Boy, tumbling stream of consciousness, boy, rapidly approaching middle-aged boy thing. But actually, this, I can't make any sense of this. I sing the retard read, I sing a genius.
Shit in his pants.
That was good.
God damn. What a good-ass song. Well, everyone...
Black guy with small lips and a Chinese guy who's got some big DSL.
Buy that album, guys. Let's make it number one on Spotify.
Yeah, I just came up with a good-ass song, man. I see an Indian guy, I get mad pussy. And I see an Indian guy... Fucking just get 19 phone numbers in a row. While some Latin American guy gets called a loser. Threw a drink in his face. The Indian guy fucked all those bitches. Would you believe I saw that shit?
Isn't this shit crazy?
Isn't that shit fucking whack that I saw
fucked
that?
Up? Damn, this shit is crazy.
I seen a handicapped man fucking dunk on a 7-foot-tall black guy. Fucking did a dip move out of the chair and fucking used his arms to fucking dunk. His legs don't work. It's important you understand that.
But he still dunked.
Yeah. I seen a guy in a wheelchair get mad fucking pussy even though.
All right, well, some of these lyrics are redundant, Mr. Everlast.
I like that the chorus is just like, he doesn't even know how to link it. He's just like, that's what it's like, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's true.
Yeah,
that's
great. That's a great point, dude.
I'm just not going to talk the rest of the episode.
The episode. Right?
No, that's a good ass point.
I'm done
dude.
Talking to that.
They had the chorus of the song, and she's like, what's like? You know, he's like, he doesn't even.
do one about how the opposite is.
Yeah, do an opposite.
What kind of opposite?
Whatever you want, man. It's up to
okay.
you.
I saw a Pakistani guy be a Hindu.
Okay.
And I saw an Indian guy be a Muslim.
There we go. Mm-hmm. And that's going to do it for this episode,
thank
folks.
You.
Starting in May, we're at Funny Moms. We're doing the second, third. We're doing every Monday except the first Monday of the month. So any Monday except the first of the month, we are there. Come see us. And that's it, I guess.